Was that an original song?
No, I don't do originals. I do covers.
Okay. What was that name of that cover?
Young Man in America.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, who wrote it?
It's a song by Anais Mitchell.
Who?
Anais Mitchell. Have you watched, like, Hadestown?
No.
Well, if you had watched it, she's the woman who wrote that play.
Good to know. Good to know.
All right. Here we go. Mama was queen of the mambo. Papa was queen of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, made us banging on my bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo monk. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city, looking for a bigger crowd. So I play my boogie for the people of the city, but they don't go crazy, I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the king of the bongo bong. Hear me when I come, baby, king of the bongo bong. Hear me when I come. Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. I'm the king of bongo, baby. I'm the king of bongo bong. King of the bongo. King of the bongo bong. Hear me when I come, baby. King of the bongo. King of the bongo bong. Hear me when I come. They say there is no place for a little monkey in this town. They say there is no place for me moving around. And nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. The king of the bongo, king of the bongo bong. Hear me when I come, baby. King of the bongo, king of the bongo bong. Hear me when I come. They said that I'm a clown making too much dirty sound. They said there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody knows me when it's banging on my boogie, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the king of the bongo, king of the bongo bong. Hear me when I come, baby. King of the bongo, king of the bongo bong. Hear me when I come. Hear me when I come. Hear me when I come, baby, king of the bongo, king of the bongo bong. Hear me when I come.
Nice. That was a good one. Why'd you choose this array of covers?
Okay, so the first one is by Creedence Creekwater Revival, and you think it would be called like Rolling on the River, but it's actually called Proud Mary, for which I'll never understand. I think like 2 years ago, there's also a Tina Turner cover of the song, which people love, and my ballroom team did like a dance sequence to this song. So when I was thinking about like which song to choose, I was like, well, this one's like a cult classic. Everybody must love this song. I was like, I should do it. Not like I'm like a CCR fan or anything. That's literally like the only song I know. But that's why I picked the first one.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Elijah.
Thank you,
Ivy. Listening to those awesome covers. We've actually got to do our PSA. It's approximately 6 p.m. for all of those tuned in.
So am I going to do it?
You didn't know. Are you going to do it? No. Get off the stage. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm sorry. I was kidding.
You should be.
Right. Well, consider me devastated and deeply apologetic while I listen to this PSA.
Well, hey there. Are you looking to improve your health? We're in the right place, literally. Johns Hopkins Medicine reports that listening to music can reduce anxiety, blood pressure, and pain, as well as improve sleep quality, mood, mental alertness, and memory. Not only is music enjoyable to listen to, but it actually improves your health while you do it. Listening to music improves mood and fends off depression, and in fact, listening to music before an operation can actually improve post-surgery outcomes. In a 2016 study, it was discovered that music is a potentially powerful tool for improving overall health and well-being. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, music can actually also reduce pain by reducing stress levels and providing a strong competing stimulus to the pain signals that enter the brain. It can also keep your brain engaged throughout the aging process. It gets easy to get caught up in music you've always listened to as a young person, but new music challenges your brain just as old music doesn't. Yet another reason you should be tuned in to WRUV. Experts suggest listening to your kids' and grandkids' music. However, it's still important to enjoy music that is familiar to you in a nostalgic or sentimental manner. You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, where we are here to improve your health.
Hey! Yeah, you heard it here first. Listening to WRUV will cure you of any ailment. That's a direct fact, you guys. No, actually, though, that was the longest PSA I've ever heard in my life. It's crazy. I'm shocked at the length of that one.
For my show, I always pick the shortest one I can find in the binder.
Yeah.
It's fun to be informative. Might as well.
Awesome. Well, we are welcoming to the stage our very next artist. When you're ready, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Ashna. Thanks.
Yay!
I'm going to play a few songs. Can you hear that? Okay. This first song is called Tilt, Twirl, Spin, Swirl, and it's a original. Yeah.
People living in a world. Tilt me, twirl me, spin me, make me swirl. Scotia says there's just no time to waste. Love, it does not need a time nor a place. So don't try. Don't try. So you keep your tongue tied and I'll keep mine. I'll ignore what I see in your eye. The blush of my cheeks is not a call for question, just a flush of my northern blood complexion. So don't. Don't pry.
Thank you.
How cute. Sometimes I feel like I need to be told that. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy with your feelings, Ivy, okay?
Aw, thanks. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Your music is inspiring to us all.
Oh, that's really sweet. This next song I'm going to play is called Passenger.
And a miss, a twirl. swirl, spray, mist. Rain, puddles, slip. But I keep sailing. The secret is this, that Ripley water. A siren's everlasting bliss.
Thank you.
How beautiful. Thanks. That one, I will say, seemed a little more abstract in the meaning.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah. Passenger is, I don't know, it, I guess, helped me set myself free a little bit. Yeah, it's about, like, not being too weighed down by the things that we feel, because they can be pretty crushing sometimes. And to remind myself, but for anybody listening, that you have, like, control over the path of your life, and a big part of that, and a big part of that, like, inspiration or direction or whatever, is motivated by the people around you and the love that they have for you. And so that's, like, the wind and what fills our sails and stuff like that. It makes it easier to, like, have an even keel, and yeah. I like to sail, so it was a lot of sailing references. If you're a sailor, shout out. So, yeah, it's about
I like
that.
It. Blending your interests, you know?
Yeah. But
very powerful stuff.
Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you.
To kind of expand upon you saying that this, like, sets you free, I'm familiar with your band, Hissy Fit.
Yeah.
Which is very fun and loud and chaotic. In the best way possible.
Thank you.
But do you find that performances like this, and even when you're just playing for yourself, like, acoustically, like, do you find some sort of, like, refuge from that chaos in these types of performances in comparison to the Hissy Fit
shows? Definitely. Yeah, they serve me in different ways, definitely. I think what Hissy Fit grants me, and for those who aren't familiar, Hissy Fit is a band that I'm a part of, and it's a group of kick-ass girls, and yeah, we make music that's loud, and it's also, like, tender in some ways, and, like, I don't know, it acknowledges our experience, but it's fun, too, as you said, and chaotic. But yeah, I guess my personal songs allow me to be in conversation with myself and, like, in tune with those things, and Hissy Fit, I just feel I'm able to, like, write things and be really supported and, like, be able to make loud music, which is so cathartic and just fun. So, yeah, they serve me in different ways, but definitely I've come to love, like, each direction and appreciate both ways they take shape in my life.
That's really awesome that you can have, like, that balance from your music and different perspectives.
Yeah, I'm so grateful.
Well, you are a graduating UVM student in May, which is not too far away.
Correct, yeah.
I know you may not be directly associated with WRUV, but I know that UVM must have had an impact on you and your music, and do you have anything you want to share about that, maybe, if it has impacted you in any way?
Well, I came to UVM partially to study music. I went to school my freshman year in Seattle, and that's where I started songwriting. And I don't know, my heart wanted to be a bit closer to home, I think, and there's like themes of that in my first EP, which you can listen to on Spotify under my name, which is Ashna Mahila. And so music kind of brought me here. I'm so grateful. UVM has like a like music tech program, which has allowed me to like get into the studio and like meet other incredible student artists. And not to mention like the really vibrant music scene, which WRUV has definitely had a hand in like curating and giving students the opportunity to play. So, and then just to shout out the Songwriter Circle and like the influence that being a part of community of songwriters has really shaped and like impacted my work and given me a space for inspiration and motivation, because it's not always easy like working by yourself. It's great to have people to chime in and give you advice and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Well, do you have another song for us?
I can play another one. I just need to tune if there's time.
I think we do have time. Okay, I think we're running a little early, so if you want to,
definitely,
you totally should. I want to just mention such interesting vibes here in Brennan's right now. Usually we're doing exposure in the station, so we don't get much external noise, but we have such an intense, quiet moment happening in front of us, and some lovely chattering with the... It's just very interesting. It's funny. It's cracking me up.
Yeah, the background noise is really fun. The orders being called out.
Bustling.
Restaurants.
Chicken, anybody?
Yeah. It's adding some extra ambiance.
Who wants a chicken tender?
Does anybody have a capo?
I have one. It's in my bag.
Okay.
We're acquiring said capo.
Just standard.
I could really use some chapstick right now. I just think everybody should know that.
Yeah, no, me too.
You've been thinking that too? Yeah. Chap in the stew.
As you mentioned, my band Hissy Fit, the next time we're playing is actually at Porch Fest.
Amazing.
Next week.
So excited.
We're so stoked.
We are so excited to have Hissy Fit at Porch Fest. If you weren't listening earlier, I'll plug it again because it's my baby and I'm so proud of it. Porch Fest is Saturday, April 12th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the Davis Center Green Amphitheater, which is right outside of the WRUV station / Cynic hallway. We will be outside. Looks like we're going to have a nice sunny day. We're going to have lawn games. We're going to have some clubs and student artists tabling. WRUV will be giving away some merch, I heard, at some point. And we will also be having a merch sale if you don't win any giveaways. Everything is $10, cash only. So we'd love to see... That's my station manager. Get real hype about that. We're very excited. Please come to Porch Fest. It's going to be a blast.
Come to Porch Fest.
Yay.
All right, this is called Tender. Forgive me, for it's been a few months, but I just can't seem to let it up. It's not my fault you frequent my dreams. Subconscious me has an agenda, it seems. I'm still a touch tender. Your warmth seems to linger in the spot behind my ears, the button of my nose. You seem to appear, but then you drift and go. April was the beginning of the dance. Was it really just a bar, a pair of Carhartt pants, or was there more? Glimmering downstream, perhaps lemon glaze, cupcakes and blueberry chocolate chip ice cream. So I'll croon this tender tune
about a girl who walks like she's on the moon and hope that one day I just may get to sing it to you. Aunt May was quite literally a dream, playing sniffing spices games next to that trusty ice machine, and wondering if you'd on to I just the same as we all seem to do of you in those days. So I'll croon this tender tune about a girl who walks like she's on the moon and hope that one day I just may. And so I swoon when I remember you stopping in the street just to see the pink moon and how you walk like you're on it too. I hope that one day I just may get to sing it to you. Oh, ooh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Ashna. Do you have any performances coming up? I know you said Hissy Fits.
I don't have anything personally, mm-hmm. but I will be supporting my dear friend Kaya Ellis in their release show on May 3rd.
Awesome. So. Yay! Yeah.
It's at Radio Bean.
Yeah. Awesome. May 3rd?
Yeah, May 3rd.
And where can we find your music?
On Spotify under my name, which is Ashna Mahila. That's Ashna Mahille.
Awesome. Thank you so much for performing today for us on WRUV.
Thank you so much.
Yay! Well, exciting stuff, you guys. We have come to the last act of WRUV Exposure on the Road. Obviously, it's been a major pleasure of ours to host this in a new location. Still in the Davis Center. We're approximately a few hundred feet from where we usually do it, but hey, that's okay. It's still exciting, but what is extra cool is that the next and final act is of WRUV's very own station manager, Ava Pilkington. And we've got Chris over here too.
Former station manager.
What?
Former
station manager.
Ava's mentor, if you will.
Yeah. So big contributors of WRUV here. They love and care about us and you guys.
And I heard that they actually, when they're a duo, they go by the Goon Squad.
Yep.
So that's what's going on right now.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm not. Hang on.
We're putting the shades on.
Now we're locked in.
Oh, yeah. For those listening at home, they've got really cool T-shirts on with some cool animals on them, backwards baseball caps, and some really epic dad shades. I'd say they look pretty locked in, if you will.
We're so locked in.
We are ready for the performance of a lifetime, so let's see if they can bring it.
That's a lot of pressure, but...
No pressure. No.
Oh,
we
okay.
all love you.
Great.
Ava, you're our fearless leader. You can do no wrong.
Well,
maybe not that, but...
I should be, yeah.
Can you play G?
Thank you.
at the end of my driveway.
My pick flew out of my hand. Yeah, it's on the ground.
I watched it happen. I watched it in slow motion, actually.
That was so embarrassing. How will I ever recover?
You won't.
I won't.
You must be so embarrassed.
I am. My face is beet red, but
you're
you can't
actually
see
fired
it.
From station
no,
manager.
No, guys, no.
I don't know. Is that too loud?
Nah.
All right. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, guys, Chris and I are sharing a kazoo, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
We're not sick, so it's chill.
Well, we're both sick. Wait.
All right. anyway, this next song is one of my favorite car seat headrest songs in the entire freaking world. Oh, yeah. Okay, hang on. Let me get myself situated here. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We can stop for some questions if you want us to.
Okay. We'll stop for questions now. Right. Unprompted.
How'd you come up with that? That was good timing.
I know, right? Yeah. Such a good choice. Drunk drivers / killer whales.
Yeah.
Situation. Fun. Always a good time.
Someone's order's
guys,
ready.
Someone's chicken's ready.
Guys, Jamal needs you. Go get your chicken.
You guys are like such a backbone to WREV, obviously.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
This actually has nothing to do with my next question.
All right.
I just felt like I should share that with
we take
everybody.
Compliments.
You take
well.
Compliments. I can tell. No, I actually can't see how you're taking it because your eyes are blocked.
Oh, here, hang on. Can you see us now?
Oh, they're taking it.
We're taking it.
Okay.
Yeah. Much better.
Wow, all right.
Tell us about some of the artists that you guys like. I've had many a moment stumbling upon you guys and your friendship and your jamming out in the station. Why don't you tell us about it a little bit? What brought you together?
Well, I became program director, and then Chris became station manager.
Yeah.
And then we just hung out.
Yeah, we had to. We were.
Yeah, it was forced proximity friendship.
Yeah. So, you know, like shared trauma sort of deal.
Shared trauma. Yeah.
And yeah, we listened to a lot of like REM.
Yep.
Radiohead. Radiohead was big.
Neutral Milk Hotel.
It kind of helped. We were both losers and still are losers.
Yeah. But I'm a proud loser.
Losers. Proud losers.
Proud losers. So WREV is.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
true.
A bunch
that's
of
true.
Losers, but they're cool losers.
Yeah, yeah. The coolest.
Well,
Elijah's
the only non-loser in WREV, actually.
That's true.
Yeah,
and we can tell.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very apparent.
Awesome. You got anything?
I think I do have a question. You know, I've been trying to ask some thought-provoking and deep questions to our artists.
Yeah.
But Ava, you're my best friend and my roommate, so I know you better than that. And I'm going to ask you one of your favorite questions to ask people, and Chris, I'll ask you as well. If you were a vegetable, what kind of vegetable would you be?
I would
she
be.
She loves this one.
I love this one. I would be a green onion or a carrot, because they're fun.
Green
awesome.
Onion?
A green onion, like yeah.
scallion?
Yup.
Is a green onion and a scallion the same thing?
Yeah, it's yeah.
I think
so.
What? I feel like
oh, I would
you
mess
and I
up
of
scallion
all people
pancakes.
Should know if a green so onion and a scallion.
What? Oh, you're plugging your place of work? Okay. What vegetable would you be, Chris?
I gotta say, you gotta go for potato because potato has so
right,
much
right,
diversity,
right.
And you know you can, you know, do it in so many ways.
You're just full of starch.
Yeah,
is what you are.
Yeah,
damn,
I'm full of starch.
Damn.
Like it could be a chip one day, baked potato the next.
French fries the third.
Yes,
Chris, good speaking answer. From my ancestors, if there happens to be a famine, what would you?
Okay. Well, here's the
what
thing.
Would you do?
Here's the thing. Where did potatoes come from? Peru.
Right.
What is my blood? Peruvian. I don't have to worry about that. Sorry. The
that was so shady.
It's just the way of the nature of things.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
It's just the nature.
Yeah. Well.
Give us some butthead up here.
Sorry. Never mind. should we do neutral milking?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Right. Guys, fun fact, yeah. This album was written about Anne Frank.
Oh.
So I've been told. Emma's shaking her head. Yes? No?
Yes, but it's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
We're being careful with the direction we are taking things right now.
I will be with you. you could find you standing next to me. Only my enemy, I'll crush him with everything I own. Say what you want to say.
Awesome, you guys.
Thanks.
Solid kazoo. Solid.
Solid? I think that was breathtaking, personally.
Yeah, come on. I am like
astounding.
Right. You're right.
It took some breath to achieve.
It did.
How's
yeah,
the blisters?
What?
How's the blisters?
Blistered?
Oh, it's okay.
I mean,
we put our time in.
Yep. We put right. in the work.
Well, guys, it seems like we've made it to the end of the show, which is crazy. What the heck?
Do you know what that means?
What does that mean?
That means that Brennan's is a place.
The what?
Brennan's is a freaking place.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Place is called Brennan's.
Here in Brennan's, WRU
has exposure on the road. That's fine by me.
Oh, Brennan's. Brennan's is a place. Place where nothing ever happens. Oh, Brennan's.
Brennan's.
Brennan's is a place where nothing ever happens.
Other things in Brennan's. There is the whole ball sack. And also but I won't do that. The last time I ate there, I got a bellyache. And I threw up everywhere. Turns out I had food poisoning.
Oh, Brennan's. Brennan's is a place. Place where nothing ever happens. Oh, Brennan's.
Brennan's.
Brennan's is a place where nothing ever happens.
Okay, take it.
WRUV
Awesome, you guys.
Thank you guys so much. Wait, before you leave the stage, I made some posters for you guys. This one's for Ava. It says, Ava Plonking 2, I am your biggest fan. And Chris,
Thank you, Lila.
I aren't as close as Ava and I are, but I had to include you. So this one says, also, Chrissy Lano's squad, I guess.
Awesome.
So I hope you enjoy them. You can take them home and hang them on your wall.
Yay.
I just have to say, as a huge Talking Heads fan, I really enjoyed your cover of Brennan's.
Thanks.
I like that this year you added the little whisper ad-libs.
Thank you.
And I love that you guys stay true to Talking Heads fashion with just making observations about things around you in your lyrics. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yay. I didn't talk about the after. Anyway.
Okay.
Never mind.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This has been incredible. Once again, Exposure on the Road, Spring 2025. We'll do this again next year.
Woo. Thank you all so much. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
Yeah, and of course, tune in for our regular segment. Next week, we've got Exposure from 6 to 8 p.m. with a local musician coming in. Thanks again for tuning in. This is 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good night. Take it away, Marin, in the booth.
Show clothes on, the clutches stick.